Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.
Welcome to the AAA podcast for May 2020. I hope you've been taking full advantage of the recent spell of clear nights. Venus has been spectacular in the evening sky. The winter constellations of Orion and his retinue have moved away into the west, taking with them the winter triangle, Betelgeuse, Sirius and Procyon. The summer triangle, comprising of the stars Altair from the constellation of the Eagle, Vega from the constellation of Lyra, and Deneb from the constellation of Cygnus the Swan, are now visible in the late evening. The phases of the moon during May are as follows. Full moon is on May the 7th and will reach last quarter on May the 14th. The moon is new on May the 22nd and reaches first quarter on May the 30th. The moon will pass 5 degrees from Jupiter on May the 12th, 5 degrees from Saturn on May the 13th, and 4 degrees from Mars on May the 15th. On May the 3rd, the gibbous moon will occult a +4 magnitude star in the constellation of Virgo. Shortly before 10:30 p.m. British Summer Time, the star will disappear behind the dark limb of the moon, reappearing 50 minutes later at 11:16 p.m. British Summer Time on the sunlit limb of the moon at a point near the crater Endymion. The event will be easily visible through a pair of binoculars, weather permitting. If the skies are clear on May the 24th after sunset, there will be a spectacular configuration of the crescent moon and Venus with a much fainter Mercury roughly halfway between the two. Venus has been moving closer to the Sun as it approaches inferior conjunction on June the 3rd. By May the 24th it will be showing a narrow crescent and, because it is near inferior conjunction, is much closer to us than it was when it was at greatest eastern elongation at the end of March. This results in the apparent size of the disk being large enough to be able to discern the crescent in a pair of binoculars. It will be interesting to compare the phase of Venus with the phase of the Moon. Jupiter is pulling away from the Sun and will rise shortly after midnight British Summer Time by the end of May. It is moving towards opposition in July but remains in that part of the ecliptic that does not rise very high from our latitudes. Saturn is in a similar position following Jupiter around the ecliptic. The two planets are about 20 minutes of right ascension apart, both the morning objects which will remain low in the sky. Uranus is too close to the Sun to observe this month, as it is just past conjunction. Neptune is also difficult to observe at the moment, as it is still in the pre-dawn sky. The meteor shower, Eta Aquarids, is active during May. It reaches a peak on the night of the 5th and 6th of May. The best time to observe this is about 90 minutes before sunrise. The radiant will be situated above the east-southeastern horizon, a little to the left of Mars. The zenith hourly rate is an estimate of the number of meteors per hour that might be seen under ideal conditions when the shower is at the peak of its activity. The estimate for the Eta Aquarids is 40, but the observing conditions are far from ideal, as the radiant is close to the horizon and the shower's peak will be competing with the onset of twilight. This, together with a near full moon, does not make for ideal conditions. This month I'm going to focus on one of the lesser known constellations. Early star catalogues showed constellations of easily recognised star patterns such as Orion or Leo the Lion. The names of many of these star patterns are of great antiquity. When Helvelius mapped the sky in the 17th century, he found a number of areas that did not belong to any constellation. On such blank space lay south of Ursa Major, the Great Bear. Two bright stars were in this area, and Hevelius called them Canes Venatici. The hunting dogs, who were supposed to be chasing the Great Bear round the pole. There are no other named star patterns, so the whole of the area of blank space between Ursa Major became Canes Venatici. The space is large, stretching from 12 degrees to about 30 degrees north declination, and from 12 hours to about 13 hours 30 minutes right ascension. There was some discussion about the naming of the brightest star. Hevelius called it Asterion, but it was finally called Cor Caroli, the heart of Charles. Even then, there was some debate as to whether it was memorial to Charles I or II. I understand that Charles I won. Cor Caroli is a double star with magnitudes plus 2.9 and plus 5.5, with a separation of 19 seconds. The brighter of the pair is blue-white, while the other is yellow-orange. They are a spectacular sight in a small telescope. There are three Messier galaxies in Canes Venatici. The first is M51, the Whirlpool galaxy, made famous by Lord Rosse, who used his 72-inch reflecting telescope to see the spiral structure of the galaxy. It is to be found at right ascension 13 hours 29 minutes and 53 seconds, declination plus 47 degrees 11 minutes and 48 seconds. It is 23 million light years away from us. M63 is known as the Sunflower Galaxy and is 26 million light years from us. Images of it show an inner flocculent spiral resembling the central part of a sunflower. It is bright enough to be detectable in a pair of 10 by 50 binoculars. It is to be found at right ascension 13 hours 15 minutes 49 seconds, declination plus 42 degrees 2 minutes and 6 seconds. M106 is another galaxy in a range of a pair of 10 by 50 binoculars. It is 20 million light years from us and is one of the largest galaxies in the sky. It is another spiral galaxy and can be found at right ascension 12 hours, 18 minutes and 57 seconds, declination plus 47 degrees, 18 minutes and 31 seconds. NGC 4244 is another spiral galaxy, but this one is not in Messier's catalogue. It is, however, number 26 in the Caldwell catalogue. We are seeing it from the side, so there is little sign of its spiral structure. Through a telescope, it appears as a needle of light. It is relatively close to us at 10 to 12 million light years. It can be found at right ascension 12 hours, 17 minutes and 30 seconds, declination plus 37 degrees, 48 minutes, 27 seconds. So, to summarise the challenges for this month, find the summer triangle and identify the three stars that make it. Watch the moon pass in front of a star on May the 3rd. See the moon, Venus and Mercury just after sunset on May the 24th. Identify the two stars of the hunting dogs and observe Cor Caroli through binoculars or a small telescope. Get telescopic views of the five galaxies in the constellation of the hunting dogs. Until next month, I wish you clear skies.